702, the Midday Report, Monday to Friday,
12 to 1 p.m.
The other issue that we've been looking at is the health minister, Zweliwe Mkhize, and the Gauteng Premier, David Makhura. They're out inspecting vaccination sites at the Charlotte Maxeke Hospital today, also at an old age home in Soweto today. And I'm not sure, and you can disagree with me on this one, I'm not sure I understand the logic of this, because right now there are so few vaccines actually being administered. We know that it's still the Johnson & Johnson trial that's being rolled out. So what's the point of this? So are we just filling the time while we're waiting for the actual rollout to begin? In fact, Dr. Linda Gail Becker, the principal co-principal researcher on the Johnson & Johnson trial, tweeting today, Justin, due to a lack of direct flights to South Africa this Saturday, our last shipment of Sisonke vaccine shots will come in on Monday and Wednesday morning next week. This won't change our resolve to have these all in HCW, that's healthcare workers' arms, by the end of April. Hashtag vaccines save lives. So there is a delay now on the Johnson & Johnson vaccines also coming through. And yeah, Health Minister Zweliwe Mkhize now out at Charlotte Maxeke today. Our reporter Edwin Ncidi is there for us. We'll go to him in a minute. But he did send us through this sound from William Molebati, who's the manager for infection control at Charlotte Maxeke today, talking about what's happening there at this vaccine site.
Vaccinators that are supposed to be here, and what is happening from in the morning, we started at 8 o'clock, our preparation is 7 o'clock, and then we started at 8 o'clock to vaccinate. And the total number of vaccinees that we receive per time, it must be 40, and then expecting each and every vaccinator to vaccinate almost plus minus 10 to 15 vaccines per day, depending on the number of the vaccines that we are receiving.
That's William Molebati, the manager for infection control at Charlotte Maxeke, speaking a short while ago. Let's go now to Edwin Ncidi, our EWN reporter, who's watching this visit from the health minister. Edwin, what is the health minister doing at these vaccination sites today?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Mandy, well, the Health Minister, Zweliwe Mkhize, is here at the Charlotte Maxeke Hospital. He's here to inspect the various vaccination sites to check their state of readiness for the next phase of the vaccination program. He's being hosted by Gauteng Premier David Makhura, as well as Gauteng Health MEC Dr. Nomathembi Mokgethi. Well, what I can tell you is that when they arrived here, they had a briefing with the hospital officials, and thereafter they took a tour on the vaccination site here at the gate 8 of the Charlotte Maxeke Hospital. So what transpired is that they arrived and checked at the site, speaking to people who are, administering this vaccine, and what they said is that they are impressed by the progress that has been made. But I should say, Mandy, that he did not give us much, despite to say that when we arrive in Soweto at the old age home, that is where he's going to be disclosing about the arrival of the other batch of vaccines and so on. However, the only thing that shook my mind that he announced was that so far 70,000 healthcare workers have been vaccinated here in Gauteng, Mandy.
So, Edwin, to be clear, he hasn't actually said anything about when the next batch or the first batch of commercial vaccines is going to arrive. Are we expecting him to then say something about this?
Well, we're expecting to touch on this issue that you have just mentioned now at the old age home in Soweto. So as I said, Mandy, he never said much except to express his happiness about the progress that has been made so far at the Charlotte Maxeke, particularly also here in Gauteng. So not much was said in Mandy to answer you directly, except to say that you guys, you'll get the information at our next stop in Soweto.
Okay, so I'm watching on TV. It does seem as though the health minister and David Makhura, the Gauteng Premier, they are now at this old age home in Soweto. The SABC saying further announcements on vaccine arrival expected. The whole country waiting for that one, I think. Edwin, what was your sense at Charlotte Maxeke of the readiness for the vaccine rollout? Is there activity? Does it look like things are ready to rock and roll? They have been obviously administering the Sisonke trial to healthcare workers there, but do you get the sense that things are ready there?
Yes, indeed, Mandy. Well, when we arrived here, we found a number of health workers queuing here at the Charlotte Maxeke Hospital. So, from my observation is that the things are appearing to be going as planned here at the hospital. And as you said, the guy from the hospital has explained that they started at 7 and they're hoping that as the time goes by, they will be able to, to vaccinate the number of people that they are supposed to vaccinate today. So, what I can say is that the things are going well, but I should also mention that earlier there was a sort of a hiccup from one of the health care workers who was not thrilled about what was happening, but he was advised that, you need to register. You cannot just come here and get vaccination. So what you need to do, you need to register. But she insisted that she needs to see the minister as well as the premier to explain to them that he has been denied access to vaccination despite the fact that she has not registered, Mandy.
Okay, Edwin Nsidi, EWN reporter. He's been following the health minister around today. Your thoughts on that one? What do you think about William Kize filling time, or do you think it's necessary? He's checking to make sure that we are ready for that vaccine rollout. And hopefully, we are going to get an announcement from him on when those Pfizer vaccines are going to arrive, the exact date, and also the exact date for the commercial Johnson & Johnson vaccines.